$2.49 each. Seedless watermelon, $2.49 each. Large green peppers, 4 for $1. Fresh sweet corn, 8 ears for $2 or $2.99 a dozen. Cabbage, 4 pounds for $1. And Huron's Finest has canning tomatoes and Michigan peaches.
Check out these butcher cut specials. Whole New York strip loin, only $4.49 a pound, slice free. Choice ribeye steak, $9.99 a pound. Pork steak or western ribs, $1.69 a pound. Boneless English roast, $2.99 a pound. Baby back ribs, $2.99 a pound. And a family pack of fresh ground chuck, only $2.99 a pound.
In the deli, Winner's garlic bologna or farmland boiled ham, $3.99 a pound. Old time oven roasted turkey breast, $4.99 a pound. Hoffman's hard salami or super sharp cheese, $5.49 a pound. And a 4 pound bag of Kogel's skinless hot dogs, $12.99.
Find beautiful hearty mums, only $5.99 each or 3 for $15. Shop Huron's Finest on M53, located just north of Bad Axe. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, Sunday, 8 to 6. Bridge cards accepted.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher. WLEW Sports and the Huron Daily Tribune coming together for the preseason special and all season long. It's a nice community that we've built between the Tribune, Thumb Tailgater Sports, WLEW Sports, the Caro station. I can never remember their call numbers there, but it's a
WIDL,
really...
WIDL, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It's a nice community that is a small little world that we've built.
Well, they're all those people that you just talked about, they're all members of the Thumb Sports Artists Association. So at the end of the year, we all meet in a room somewhere at some local tavern, and we decide the all-thumb team. So we all do what we do, but we have great respect for each other, and we look forward to seeing each other whether it be at games or at the meetings that we're at.
And then whoever loses the media round table has to drive Eddie home.
Yeah.
So,
oh, there's incentive not to lose.
Yeah.
So, I might have to focus a little bit.
All right. So let's take a look at our final team we'll cover tonight here, the Harbor Beach Pirates. Troy Schelke has been the coach for a long time, 22 years, since 1997. I was actually at that game, believe it or not. But for 22 years now, Troy Schelke, the helm, has accumulated a record of 149-74, or that's a 66% win percentage. And since 2014, from 2011 to 2014, they lost a total of just 5 games in 4 seasons. So not too bad. Last year, though, they returned to the playoffs after missing for the first time since 2009-2010. And I was able to catch up with Troy Schelke today and discuss what that season is going to look like.
Kids have been working really hard so far, and we have a pretty athletic group. I think things in the area are going to be pretty even. I think there's a lot of teams that are pretty comparable. So I think who can stay healthy and who improves the most from week to week will determine who the top teams are. Offense has some potential. It always comes down to offensive line. I think we have some good skilled position people. So I'm hopeful there, and I think we'll get better as the year goes on. We have 2 good quarterbacks. Garrison Boone's a senior. Michael Anderson's a junior. I like to keep that a surprise. So I have not been a 2-quarterback guy. So, we still have a couple more days here to evaluate, and then we'll see what happens. We have a couple young pups, too, that will play with us this week, too. Besides Garrison Mike, we have Luke Woodkey, that's a freshman, that's looking pretty good. And then Dylan Cater, a sophomore, too. So I feel we're strong at that position. Defense, last year we started to be a physical team once again. Had 2 4- and 5 years where we weren't as physical as we would have liked on both sides of the ball. I think we have the potential to be a physically tough defensive team and hopefully also a physically tough offensive team. I think staying healthy, I don't think anybody in this area has phenomenal depth. So the teams that stay the healthiest, I think, have the best chance to be the strongest at the end. I think our inexperience, I think that's a kind of a double-edged sword. I think we're inexperienced, we're eager to learn, we're learning a lot. So I think our potential to improve and grow is just tremendous. So, nervous about this week to see what our baseline is, and then hopefully we'll take off from there. Bad X, the biggest thing is, running that single wing. And so that's something that we don't see very often, and every single wing kind of has its own flavor, you know, trying to go throughout this week and trying to decipher that. And then they're single wing, but they could also surprise us with the Ithaca spread that they've run in the past or anything else. So I would say, you know, that's a huge concern this week, defending that single wing.
I want to piggyback, before you went into Coach Shelkey's interview, he learned under a Hall of Fame coach, Jack Dillon, and in my opinion, Troy Shelkey is a Hall of Fame coach. You know, when that's going to happen, when he'll receive that honor, I don't know. But I think everybody here would agree on that, and I think most people around the Thumb would agree on that. What he's done over the years, he's had great teams, ups, he's had downs, he's rebuilt this program, he's adapted, he's evolved. You know, when he first started, just a wing tee guy, but he's allowed this offense to breathe and become one of the better offenses in the Thumb.
I think the state championship ring solidified that, but if you really broke it down and looked at it, you know, when he can still, 22 years into the coaching, he can step back and look at his squad and go, yep, we're going to be back to the wing tee. Yep, we're going to do this. Oh, my gosh, look at all the speed I got. I have Eli Kraft. I have Aaron Ginther. I have Sloan Klasky. Just to name a few guys from that state championship team, we got to spread it out and utilize this. I can't keep them confined to 8 yards away from the football, as Coach Hahn said. You know, I got to get these guys out in space and see if people can defend us. And I think that part, more so than the state championship ring, impressed me, because he's not just a one-sided guy and create this one team or one offense or one scheme. He can really go to either playbook or maybe more that we don't even know about.
And we've seen him continually do that since 2012. And that's what I've liked. You know, those athletes are long gone, but the willingness to keep adding on to your offense, make it not predictable, like we just talked about Ubley. They're going to run 3-4 plays. It's just a variation of the way they're going to run them. Harbor Beach, you have the game plan for. They're going to run a variety of plays because they have athletic players all over the field that are going to spread you out and make you get into one-on-one situations, which are going to be key for Harbor Beach to take advantage of. So I really like that. As far as this season goes, here's your favorite. This is your Greater Thumb East favorite. I think when you look at their schedule, obviously we circle that Ubley game. Other than that, I don't see a lot on their schedule leading into that Laker game. It's a two-game schedule for me for Harbor Beach. Ubley and Lakers, everything else, I think they win very handedly.
So you're saying they're the team to beat, even though they lost the Thumb Sportswear Association Player of the Year, James Shelkey, rushed over 1,000 yards, passed for 900-plus?
Yes, Okay. Jimmy Shelkey, he was absolutely awesome. And I think this is where Coach Shelkey, we were talking about, he's going to adapt to new personnel. Michael Anderson's going to take over quarterback duties for Harbor Beach. Very athletic kid, junior, so he's going to have some learning to do. But I think he's going to tailor that offense to his strengths. And I know they lost, you know, a little bit, but they return a lot. This was a fairly young team last year, minus a few seniors. And I think they had really good experience and are going to continue to be the team to beat the Greater Thumb East.
They have good numbers. They have a lot of kids that are still committed to playing football, and that's a really good thing to have options, have depth. But you can't replace James Shelkey. This doesn't happen.
No, you have to adapt to his loss.
Special talent, the kid, phenomenal to watch. He was worth the price of admission for somebody to drive and go watch him play. He was that good. But the game plan started with him, it ended with him, and the only time he didn't get the ball is because he had it so many times before, and that opened up plays for the other guys. Cole Anderson was a huge benefactor from working off of James Shelkey, and they handled him correctly. Teams could physically not stop him. So what's going to be neat about this team is you don't know who's going to hit you next. So it was pretty obvious who's going to get the ball last year. You don't know who's going to get the ball this year, and I think that could make them maybe equally as dangerous, because you don't have one guy to try and chase around and catch up to. They could get hit you by a couple different guys. So don't be surprised if the playbook condenses a little bit. You see a little bit more of that T, a little more run first option T stuff. But he's always going to go to that spread now. It's a lock in his playbook. And if Michael Anderson develops, I think, or Garrison Booms or Kadar or any of the guys he mentioned, whoever that guy is, if he can adapt and utilize a spread to his advantage, that may be the difference to beating Ubley this year and staying atop the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and for me with Harbor Beach, that's a team that I didn't get to see last year. I didn't get out to a practice this year of Harbor Beach, so I really don't have a whole lot of insight on Harbor Beach, but what I'm looking forward to the most with them is tackle and defensive end, Evan Smolinski.
Smolinski, there you go.
How about Smolinski?
I